dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way. The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Hello?
Hey, fam.
Oh, there you go.
I wasn't sure if he was here or not.
Oh, no, I don't know. Charlamagne. All right, well, it's Monday. Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Man. The weekend was...
Yo.
There you go. Whoa. He's here now.
You can hear me?
Yeah, you missed the yo's.
Oh, no, because I wasn't connected. Something was wrong with my connection. They was connecting me from back at headquarters. So I guess I'm connected now.
Yeah, you sound a little distorted, so maybe they're fixing that right now.
I think it was just loud.
Yeah.
It's better now.
So what are you talking about? How was your weekend, Yee?
My weekend was nice and eventful. Curl Fest was this weekend. They did that virtually, so I participated in a Curl Fest panel. I went to this nail salon opening in the Bronx, a black-owned nail salon. So I went to go help them with their grand opening. And then I just kind of chilled.
Okay. All right. I've been telling people that my babysitter nanny left. She's been with us for 7 years, and she went back to Ecuador. So let me shout out and salute to all the babysitters and nannies out there, man. Your job is unreplaceable, I should say.
Irreplaceable. Not know about me.
Yeah, but man, I've been cooking all types of things, and then when I cook it and I think it's good, my kids be like, nah, it don't taste good. It's not like so-and-so's.
What'd you make?
I tried it. I mean, I've been trying everything. I didn't try grilled chicken. I didn't try fried chicken. I didn't try kielbasa. I didn't try, you name it. I didn't try it. And the kids be like, nah.
Let me give you some advice. Get a wok. If you get a wok, you can put everything you like in a wok
and just
cook it together. It's easy. Yeah, it's pretty easy. I make a lot. And then all you need is like some good flavors, some good seasoning, and then make it into a wrap. Delicious.
I tried the microwavable stuff. That doesn't work. My kids know
don't
that,
do that
from the door. I be like, I tried to make microwave bacon. They not messing with it. I tried to make microwavable sausage. I tried, the little quick little things. Nah, I tried the little
cheap. I thought you said you could cook.
I could. I thought I could. But with them, they like, nah. I even tried macaroni and cheese. They like, no. They don't want the little box mac and cheese. They want the real cheese. I'm like.
Come on, Envy. This is disgusting. You need to just go on YouTube.
I know. I'll do that this week.
Or maybe you need to get those meals that you can order. They come and then you just have to prepare them and it gives you all the directions and the ingredients.
Maybe. I have that, too. That comes to the house. It hasn't come to the house in a while, but I'll try that, too. But I'm having fun with it. Kids are having fun with it.
Aren't having fun.
Well, Daddy's having fun trying to make it work. But all right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, of course, we have to say a rest in peace to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice. And there's all kinds of issues now that she has passed away.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, Lakers versus Nuggets. Wow, that was a game. Lakers won 105-103. That was a great game. That was a great game.
I think
lead the series 2-0 right now.
I mean, I would think that the Lakers would win that series, but I do think the Nuggets are suffering from fatigue because of their 2-7-game series they had to play in the playoffs this year because they're a good squad.
They came back, though.
They definitely came back, but I think they're suffering from a lot of fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Now, football, well, I don't know anybody LeBron, that watches football, so
did
I didn't
you see
even...
LeBron was upset, though?
About what?
MVP?
Oh, yeah. He was mad about MVP. He was mad that I think it was 11 or only 16 people voted for him to be the
16
MVP.
16 people voted for him.
Yeah, he was upset about that. Football, should I do the scores or I don't have to do the scores?
Of course you don't want to do the scores because your Giants are 0-2. meanwhile, my Dallas Cowboys are 1-1. You know what I'm saying? You saw that amazing comeback yesterday. Atlanta, sorry for you. Hey, Atlanta had a Super Bowl flashback last night. You know what I mean? Because they blew a 20-point lead.
Since you talk about it, I might as well do the scores now.
Yes, you
Pittsburgh
should.
Pittsburgh beat the Broncos. Bears beat the Giants. Buccaneers beat the Panthers. Packers beat the Lions. Titans beat the Jaguars. Colts beat the Vikings. Cowboys got lucky. When I say lucky, they got lucky yesterday.
No such thing as luck. It's called execution, sir.
Lucky. Cowboys beat the Falcons 40-39. Rams beat the Eagles, 76ers beat the Jets, Buffalo Bills beat the Dolphins, Cardinals beat the Washington football team. That just sounds funny every time I say it. The Chiefs beat the Chargers in overtime. The Ravens beat the Texans, Seahawks beat the Patriots, Monday Night Football. The Las Vegas Raiders take on the Saints. Now, what else we got, E?
Well, rest in peace to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was 87 years old when she passed away, Supreme Court Justice. And she is notorious for what she did for women's rights in particular. She was only the second justice that was a woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. And there was a lot of things that she did. In 1971, she wrote her first Supreme Court brief in the case of Reed versus Reed. And that was whether a state could automatically prefer men over women as executors of estates. She felt that the wife, Sally Reed, should be the executor of her son's estate and not the ex-husband. It was the first time the court struck down a state law because it discriminated based on gender. And she was the first female tenured professor at Columbia Law School. She founded the Women's Rights Project at the American Civil Liberties Union. And she was a chief architect for the battle for women's legal rights. So definitely was really important for women and for women's rights as well in the United States. Now, after her death, though, there's about to be a battle right now about who's going to replace her. Of course, Republicans are now scrambling to make sure that they appoint a Republican to replace her so that they would be leading 6-3 with their justices. Now, people are bringing up what happened in 2016 when Mitch McConnell and the Republicans actually blocked Barack Obama from being able to appoint someone. And here is what happened back in 2016 with Mitch McConnell.
Ms. President, the next justice could fundamentally alter the direction of the Supreme Court and have a profound impact on our country. So, of course, the American people should have a say in the court's direction. It is the president's constitutional right to nominate a Supreme Court justice, and it is the Senate's constitutional right to act as a check on a president and withhold its consent. As Chairman Grassley and I declared weeks ago and reiterated personally to President Obama, the Senate will continue to observe the Biden rule, so that the American people have a voice in this momentous decision.
You know, both parties just want the power, okay? They both want the same things. They just go about it in different ways, and Democrats just not gangster enough to seize the power like the Republicans are, because Hillary Clinton essentially said the same thing. She said the Republicans in the Senate and on the campaign trail who are calling for Justice Scalia's seat to remain vacant dishonor our Constitution. Holding a Supreme Court seat open dishonors our Constitution. The Senate has a constitutional responsibility to fill the seat. So they just want the power. They all want power. They just go about it trying to get it in different ways. And it's amazing to me that people keep trying to shame the shameless as if Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell care about what y'all feel, as if they care about what y'all think. They fill in that seat.
Right, but there are even Republicans who are saying that they feel like it's not a good time and are saying that they shouldn't try to appoint somebody right now because there's only a little bit more than a month left. Mm-hmm. So even some Republicans don't feel like they should do that.
But that's with anything, right? You got the law of 10. Three people want to do it. Three people don't. Four people are just on the fence about it. But everybody in politics just wants power. So people can pull old Mitch McConnell clips, but you can pull old things that Democrats said. They all want to be able to fill that seat. Republicans, they just gangster enough to do it. Them Trumpers right now are just like, F y'all. We don't care what y'all think. We don't care what y'all feel. What her dying wish was, we filling the seat.
All right.
Right. And they say normally it takes like 2 to 3 months to even fill that seat anyway in normal times.
All right. Well, that is front page news, guys. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. And let me shout out Toronto. I didn't say Toronto this morning. Toronto, good morning!
Because you disrespectful.
We were running fast. You just popped in because you were a little late getting your stuff. Everything was all over the place. But good morning, Toronto. But get it off your chest.
So you're trying to blame everybody else that you forgot?
Yep. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, yeah, this is Manny from Philly.
Manny from Philly. Get it off your chest.
Manny from Philly. What's happening?
What's up, Charlamagne? I'm going to get you in a minute because, you know, your cowgirl did escape. But I wanted to ask MVP, like, when's the next time you're doing a webinar, man? Like, I bought a property, and I'm in a process of that. And I'm trying to, like, get with you and Caesar about, you know, like, all the help, all the things y'all was, you know, you talked to us about and shit like that. Oh, my bad. But I'm trying to get with you about that.
I think the next one we're going to do is in October. I think we're actually going to break down a full house. So we just purchased a couple of houses, property. So I think we're going to break down everything we're doing to fix that property up, from the flooring, the roofing, sheetrock, HVAC, and all that. But I think we're going to do one in October. We've just been very, very busy. But we're going to try to do one in October, though.
Do you know where it's going to be at?
Oh, it's not going to be live because New York and New Jersey still pretty much shut down. So we're not going to get back on the road probably to next year. So it's going to be a webinar, which is going to be online.
Okay, that's fine. So you'll be putting out the information before then. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Just look at my Instagram.
Okay, I also want to thank Angela. Like, man, like, my wife just had our second child. And, like, her advice a lot of the time, it really works for me. Especially with a woman that's going through postpartum. So, like, thank you.
All right, and congratulations on the baby, too, by the way.
Man, thank you. Jelly, like, I told you we're going to get through it, man. Like, we got to stand tall.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Zachary Pierce.
Yo, don't call up here with the quiet storm voice, bro. Who you trying to seduce? Hello?
No, we like it. Go ahead.
Get it off your chest, bro.
I would just like to give the Atlanta Falcons dog here today for that performance that they pulled off yesterday when they lost.
I thought they performed amazing. I loved their performance. I thought it was great.
Listen. I don't know what happened yesterday for them to pull off all that, but I got to give Donkey today the number 33, 41, and 87 for not diving on the football. They kicked.
That was ridiculous.
That is all happening.
I know. I know.
Yeah, let's not bring up the cowgirls. Let's let them live.
Man. I know.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, you guys. This is Sandra, the Haitian therapist again.
Hey, Sandra.
Hey, girl.
Well, I just want to give some insight to a topic I know you guys have been talking about as far as calling the police for mental health crises.
Yes, ma'am.
Each state has something called a mobile crisis. And where I am in the state of Maryland, mobile crisis comes out with a licensed clinician and a police officer that's specifically for that issue. So they work hand in hand. And then they get deployed to situations, crises, and it's not the police really. It's the therapist and the, I would say, special police that act together to solve issues. So I would suggest everyone go look up their state mobile crisis, and then you have that number so you're not, like, you know, automatically calling 911 because 911 really isn't equipped to handle, well, the police really aren't equipped to handle that.
Well, question, when the mobile crisis team shows up, what if it is like a, you know, threatening situation where the person is being violent?
So then the police do take them, but they bring them to the emergency room, which is where I work as a crisis therapist.
Oh, got you.
Room, and then I evaluate them, and then I decide whether they should be held for mental health treatment or they can be discharged.
It makes perfect sense. So mobile crisis unit. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Shout out my Instagram, just in case anyone has any mental health issues or questions. It's
You're just trying to get followers. Black Queen, you said Black Queen 29?
Yes, BLK Queen 29.
I'm gonna follow you right now.
All right, mama. Have a good one.
You too.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Breakfast Club. This is Chris calling from the D.
So, Chris, get it off your chest, brother.
Hey, what's going on? Charlamagne was 100% right. They going to slam that Supreme Court justice right down our throat. And them Republicans is the most gangsters people on the planet. The Democrats, they don't know how to play that game. They want to play the high role. The Republicans don't care what kind of role they play. They just want to win at any cost. Nope.
Right. You know what it is? Obama said, they go high, we go low. They so busy trying to go high. They better get
they go low, we go high.
at some point we need to take a little bit of the page out their book. Maybe not the whole page, but we need to get a little bit gangster with it if we plan on trying to take things over when it comes to the Senate and the White House. Yeah, because we got to fight fire with fire at some point. We can't keep being false with it. You're going to keep have somebody keep slapping on you. When you going to slap back?
Right.
They do what's best for their base.
Thank you, bro.
They do what's best for their people. And, I mean, that's what you have to do when you're a Democrat, too. Do what's best for your people. Do what's best. Do what you think is best for the American public.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and the pandemies were on last night. And we'll tell you who some of the big winners were. We got some of their acceptance speeches. Some shows I know that we watch actually won some Emmys.
All right, we'll get into it next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo!
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, the Emmys were on last night, or as they've been calling it, the Pandemies. And they said, actually, out of the 18 acting awards that were handed out, 9 of them went to black actors. Mm. So the other 9 went to white actors. There were no other people of color that won this year. So it was either black or white. So it's a big increase from last year.
Okay.
Yeah, the Emmys was black as hell this year. But I don't want anyone to think those are pity awards either, because every black person who I saw win last night, if you got eyes, you can clearly see they deserve to win.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's talk about some of these winners. Now, Zendaya won for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for Euphoria, which we love that show.
Thank you to the TV Academy, to all the other incredible women in this category. I admire you all so much. This is, this is pretty crazy. I don't really cry. Oh, okay, thank you, HBO and A24, for all your support. Thank you to my family.
I love Euphoria. Drop on the clues bombs for Zendaya and Euphoria. Great show. Kids away from it, though, because they say you've seen Zendaya on Disney, that they don't know that that's not for them.
All right, now here is also Eddie Murphy winning for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series for Saturday Night Live.
Thank you to everybody at the Emmys. Thank you so much for giving me an Emmy. I don't have an Emmy. This is 40 years since I started Saturday Night Live. This is my first Emmy, so thank you so much. And I want to thank Lorne Michaels for putting this whole thing together and making this happen. And I want to thank the cast and the writers and the crew at SNL. This was a very, very special thing for me to come back and to have the show turn out the way it did. I'm still floating from it. And thank you to everybody for giving me an Emmy.
Drop on the clues, Mom, for Eddie Murphy.
Shout out to Eddie Murphy.
Can't act like his SNL hosting stint wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Regina King, she won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Limited Series or Movie.
I truly love being a thespian. Thank you, Television Academy, for choosing me to represent the thespian community. Got a vote. Being a part of a show is prescient as Watchmen. Have a voting plan. Go to Ballotpedia.com. Vote up the ballot, please. Go to Ballotpedia.com and find out who are voting in your municipal elections. It is very important. Be a good human. Rest in power, RBG.
Come on now. For Watchmen?
Yes, of course, for Watchmen. Okay. Watchmen got a lot of nominations, too, by the way.
Drop on the clues bombs for Regina King. There's nobody you can dispute yet.
That's right.
Yeah, actually, they got, I think, how many nominations? They got 26 nominations, Watchmen. Wow. Which is amazing. All right. Also, Tyler Perry got the Governor's Award last night. So congratulations to him.
My mother's quilt, she couldn't imagine me owning land that was once a Confederate Army base, where Confederate soldiers plotted and planned on how to keep blacks enslaved. And now on that very land, black people, white people, gay, straight, lesbian, transgender, ex-cons, Latin, Asian, all of us come together working, all coming together to add patches to a quilt that is as diverse as it can be.
Dropping the clues bombs with Tyler Perry. I don't even know what the Governor's Award is, but it sounds like he deserves it. What is the Governor's Award?
That's the big award for the night that they decide on. So, you know, it's a big deal.
Tyler Perry deserves it.
He's well deserving.
All the awards.
Yeah, yeah. All the big awards he deserves.
Yes, for who he is and what he's built. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the jobs that he's created for people as well.
100%.
All right. We're not done, though. Dave Chappelle, here he is, getting his award. Now, Dave Chappelle got outstanding writing for a variety special for Sticks and Stones. And remember, that special actually did not get good reviews.
Boy, it comes as a complete surprise. I mean, I read all the reviews, and they said so many terrible things. They were embarrassed for me. I had lost my way. It wasn't even worth watching. I hope all you critics learn from this. This is a teachable moment. Shut the f*** up forever. These aren't them. These are the ones I want for the other ones. Mother f***. It's a special night because comedy gets to be itself. It's all we've ever wanted. I hope the war is over. We good?
We good.
Drop on the clues bombs for Dave Chappelle. That's one of my favorite things to tell people. Shut the F up forever. But they won't. And that's fine. Okay, let the critics talk. You know,
he will.
The beautiful thing about critics, the beautiful thing about critics is that's all they can do is critique. Because those who can do, those who can't criticize. So they're doing their job, and Dave's doing his job by proving them wrong.
And one thing I also like was Anthony Anderson was present. And by the way, this all was at the Staples Center, and there was barely anybody there. Jimmy Kimmel was hosting, but Anthony Anderson was there in person, and he went to the stage to actually present the award for Outstanding Limited Series, and he had this to say.
This was supposed to be the blackest Emmys ever, but because of COVID, we can't even get in the damn building. It would have been you fit the description black.
Well, I'm sorry that it wasn't that. It would have been great. It really would
have. We would have had speeches quoting our great poets like Maya Angelou, Cardi B, WAP, Jimmy.
Oh, the song. Oh.
Yes. Say it with me, Jimmy. Black lives matter. And because black lives matter, black people will stay at home tonight to be safe, which is fine because guess what? Y'all don't know how to light us anyway.
That's right, man. That would have been a good one to be there in person for everybody.
Right.
Who else won? Who were the other black people? I think you named like three.
I think you named like five.
No, I didn't name three. Yeah, it wasn't. Let's see. Who else won? Let me go through this.
Regina, Zendaya, Tyler for the
Eddie Murphy,
football.
Tyler
Eddie
Perry.
Eddie
Murphy.
RuPaul won.
Dave Chappelle.
RuPaul.
I'm trying to look it up. Because, you know, they also had the Creative Arts Emmy that came on as well, too.
Oh. Well, listen, drop on the clues bomb.
Maya Rudolph won for Saturday Night Live for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series.
Oh, pretending to be Senator Harris?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not mad at that one either. These are all well-deserved.
All right. Well, congratulations to all the winners from last night. That is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
And shout to D-Nice. D-Nice held down the music yesterday. He was the music coordinator. So shout to my brother DJ D-Nice.
About to say D-Nice won an Emmy too, goddammit. I was like, wow.
No.
I ordered my Emmy Friday, by the way. Because we won an Emmy for While I Breathe, I Hope, the Bakari Sellers documentary. So you got to order them. I thought they'd give them to you free, but no, you got to buy them.
You have to pay for them?
How much are they?
Yeah, you win. If you want to get them for everybody, like all the producers and stuff like that. Yeah.
How much was it?
Does that matter?
I'm just curious. You said you had to order them. I'm just curious. Like, you just said, I just want to know if it was cheaper. How much? I'm just curious.
It's okay. It's going to look good on the gram. Can't wait to post it.
I ain't mad at you.
It'll be worth it.
All right.
Congratulations to everybody who won from last night. And I do also want to congratulate my girl, Ricky Hughes and Stan Lathan and Dave Chappelle, because they all worked together and won that. So congratulations for all of them.
Drop on the clues bombs for Ricky. I actually texted Ricky last night and told her congratulations. Salute to Ricky.
Yes. All right. We got front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
So you know what we're going to be talking about. Rest in peace to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You heard Regina King shout her out in her speech at the Emmys. Well, we'll tell you more about her and her life.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. And if you've had accidents, violations, or no prior auto insurance, the General Insurance will still cover you. After all, they accept most cars and drivers. Get your hassle-free quote at 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com. Some restrictions apply.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Y'all really want to do sports. All right, let's do sports. Lakers, they lead the series 2-0. They beat the Nuggets 105-103. An amazing game. Great game. Now in football, we'll go through them fast. Buccaneers beat the Panthers. Titans beat the Jaguars. Bears beat the Giants. Packers beat the Lions. Colts beat the Vikings. The Bills beat the Dolphins. 49ers beat the Jets. The Rams beat the Eagles. Steelers beat the Broncos. Cardinals beat the Washington team. Ravens beat the Texans. The Chiefs beat the Chargers. Seahawks beat the Patriots. And in Monday Night Football, the Saints take on the Las Vegas Raiders. And the Cowboys
barely.
You heard me. I'm saying it right now. The Cowboys barely beat the Falcons.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as barely beating the Falcons. They actually beat the Falcons 40-39 in an amazing comeback. They were down 20 points. I know it brought back so many emotional triggers for the Atlanta Falcons from that Super Bowl 51 loss to the Patriots. Oh, but we'll talk about it during Donkey today.
All right, well, congratulations to the 2020 NBA MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He beat out LeBron James, but LeBron was not too happy about that. And here's what he had to say.
Pissed me off. That's my true answer. It pissed me off because out of 101 votes, I got 16 first place votes. You know, not saying that, the winner wasn't deserving of the MVP. And I finished second a lot in my career, either from a championship and now four times as an MVP. Like I said, I never came into this league saying, let me be MVP or be a champion. I've always said, I just want to get better and better every single day. There's some things that's just out of my hand and some things you can't control, but it pissed me off.
Well, LeBron is in that.
He also tweeted out, 16 out of 101. Okay, cool. I got y'all.
Yeah, LeBron is in that great, strange place where people take his greatness for granted because he's been so great for so long. He's on his 17th season, and he's still, you know, performing at the top of his game. People take that type of consistency for granted. They just do.
But they were saying Gianna, as far as his regular season, they said his stats were better than LeBron in the regular season. Even though he didn't take his team, he can't take his team to a championship, they're saying as far as regular season is concerned, they're saying his stats is better than LeBron's.
I don't know anything.
I think he was just disappointed he didn't get more votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should get more. LeBron should definitely get more votes than 16. I mean, Jesus Christ.
All right, and rest in peace to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She passed away at the age of 87 from complications from cancer. And in case you don't know a lot about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, did you guys watch On the Basis of Sex, that movie that was based on her life?
Mm-mm. Never saw that.
You should watch that. It's an amazing movie. So that way you can learn a lot more about her and how she fought really hard for women's rights. She was the first female Jewish justice and the second of four women to ever sit on the highest court, the Supreme Court. And here she is discussing what really drives her.
I am a Brooklynite, born and bred.
Because I'm a public figure, I could help make things a little better for people who are in my situation.
Fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you.
If you want to be a true professional, you will do something outside yourself, something to make life a little better for people less fortunate than you. A meaningful life is one lives not just for oneself, but for one's community.
Mm. That's real.
Yeah.
And we don't even realize like how women's rights, we really did not have equal rights at all. And that was what she really was fighting for. She also famously represented a female soldier. This woman was denied housing, medical, and dental benefits because the law required if a woman was applying for benefits, her husband had to be substantially financially dependent on her. And she did actually win that case. And so there were a lot of different cases that she actually went really hard for. And she survived by her daughter and her son. And one thing that she said to her granddaughter a few days ago, she said, my most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed. But, you know, the Republicans are trying to make that happen ASAP.
Republicans mm-hmm. going to fill that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing that anyone can do to stop them.
And people are concerned about Roe versus Wade getting overturned now and also the Affordable Care Act. People could lose their health care as well.
Listen, man, Republicans are filling that seat and there's nothing anyone can do to stop them because Dems are soft. They're pushovers, they're punks, and Trump and the Republicans have been thugging them out for 3+ years. You think they're going to stop now? You waiting on them to do us right? You think they're going to respect RBG's dying wishes? Please, not them. Come on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. Let's have a conversation. 800-585-1051. Now, over the weekend, a video, I guess, I don't know if it was leaked or if it was posted or how it even came out. I don't know if he's private or not. LeBron James' son, Bron, was online and he was smoking weed. It looks like
he recorded weed. Himself.
Mm-hmm. And on the caption, what did the caption say, Charlamagne?
I don't know.
It was in a story. He had it in his stories, and he was just smoking in his stories. It's now been deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI.
Smoking nuggets or something? Smoking nugget pack or something like that?
Yeah, after his dad beat the Nuggets and the team beat the Nuggets, he put something like smoking a Nuggets pack or something like that. So we're asking 800-585-1051. If that was your child and you were in the bubble, like the NBA bubble, would you leave that bubble to go bust his ass and then come back? That is the question.
Ooh, you mess up a lot of gambling lines with that one.
800-585-1051. You know, it was I pulled my son into the room. I said, let me show you something. And I showed my son that. And I threatened my son. I said, I would leave the bubble to come bust your ass. He was like, nah, Dad, I wouldn't. I know you would, Dad. I know you would. But that is the question. 800-585-1051. As a parent, would you leave the bubble, come home, have a conversation with your son?
We have to put our feet into LeBron's big-ass shoes this morning, is what you're saying.
Correct. Let's do that. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about LeBron James, his son, Bronny. Now, over the weekend, there was a video of his son smoking, we would assume to be weed. And we're asking 800-585-1051, if you were LeBron, would you leave that bubble? Huh. That is the question. All right. Now, I thought about it. At first, you know, I'm talking to my wife. I'm like, yeah, I would leave that bubble. I'm going to bust his ass. But then I thought about it. And I'm like, no. My wife would do a good job. She'll hold it down till I get home. So I ain't got to worry. It depends on your spouse and your wife. So I wouldn't have to. I think he would be more in trouble with my wife than with me anyway. But I would love to come home and talk to him and have a conversation with him and see why not only he did it, but why he felt it was comfortable enough to post it. So I would definitely have those conversations, but I wouldn't have to leave the bubble. I think, you know, that's the great thing of being married to a wonderful wife. She'll take care of it. What about you guys?
For
what about
some reason, I feel like you'll be so mad. You'll rush back on it.
I thought about it. I would definitely come home and talk to you know, Logan or any one of my kids. But my wife would take care of it. My wife would definitely hold it down. What about you, Yee? What would you do?
That's hard to say. I don't think I'll be playing in the bubble. And again, I don't have kids. So hopefully if I did, my husband would handle it if he was home. I don't know, you know.
Because you think about it, once you leave the bubble, you have to, I think, quarantine for how many days? 5 days? So, I don't even know.
Listen, people leave for other important reasons too now. Family's important.
That is true.
I kind of feel like it might warrant a going home just to show how much you mean business.
Yeah.
Charlamagne Tha God talking. I probably wouldn't leave the bubble because I got a job to do. Stakes are very, very, very high. It's not a life or death situation, you know, that happened with his son. But I'm sure it's something LeBron is thinking about. But, you know, as you said, Envy, Bron got a strong queen. And I'm sure he also has a huge village that can hold it down for him and put the fear of God in his son. And it's nothing like those infamous words, wait until your daddy gets home.
Absolutely.
Okay, in this case, it will be a couple of weeks, but that's a couple of weeks of suspended terror for the young man. But LeBron has a responsibility to his teammates as well as his family. But you have to just explain to your son how people are always going to try to throw smut on the family's name, and you know how he has to always carry himself in an impeccable manner because people are always going to want to throw stones. Plus, we don't know what goes on in their house. If he felt comfortable enough to do that on camera, they might have an understanding that we don't know about. So, you know,
That is true too. But I mean, the understanding got to be like, even if that is the case, let's say that is,
can't put that online.
Yeah, you can't put that online. It is. But let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Mark from Indiana.
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Good.
What's happening,
now,
Mark?
If you were in that situation, would you leave the bubble to go see your kid?
Yes, I would have to, especially being in his stature of being a basketball player. I like to leave and talk to my son about that because, one, if I'm out fighting for the public and the community, it's like this is my home, too.
I didn't hear you. You said what? I hear the last part.
I said, if I'm asking for the public, I'm just saying for my children. I would leave the bubble and talk to him about smoking marijuana, even though it's legal some places, but not in my home.
I kind of understand you, but your tongue sound big as hell, bro.
Whoa. Whoa. Charlamagne doing a little flirting this morning. All right, man. Have a good one.
Ladies like it. You too.
Wow.
What did he say?
He said we could play like it, too.
Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Don't threaten him with a good time. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Ty from Jersey.
Ty, what's up, brother?
Chilling, man. Let me tell you something. I'm leaving that bubble. I'm whooping my son's ass immediately. You play no games with that, man. You got to be a parent first, no matter what.
You're right. But, you know, is he got a lot on the line. But he got a strong queen, though. You know, he has a wife that I'm sure his wife could take care of it. He'll be home in 2 weeks.
It's my child, so that's my first priority is my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
So
that's his
no
thing.
No matter what, kids first.
All right.
But thank you, again, you know, once again, we really have to understand the response. And I get it, family first, but, you know, he does have a responsibility to his team. And, you know, this is a different type of circumstance that they're
correct
in that bubble. So it does put him in a very precarious situation.
Yeah, not only that, it's not just the game. This is the finals. And like you said, your team, you know, they rely on you. You know, they rely on you. And I know as a father, you have different things that you have to do as a father. But you have a strong wife. You have a strong queen. Like you said, you got family members that can, you know, hold it down until you get back. Mm-hmm. 800-585-1051. If you just joined us, we're talking about LeBron James. You know, his son was online, allegedly. I say allegedly because we don't know what he was smoking. But allegedly smoking marijuana. And we're asking, if you were LeBron, would you leave the bubble? All right. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinions to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about LeBron James. Now, of course, if you haven't heard, his son was online, and I'll say allegedly because we don't know what it is, allegedly smoking marijuana. So we're asking if you were LeBron, would you leave that bubble? All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, I'm Devon from Jersey.
Hey, Devon from Jersey. If you were LeBron, would you leave the bubble?
I am not a parent. I'm actually mm-hmm. almost probably, I could be his son's age, but I'm a little older, definitely over 18. So I've been there.
Whoa,
done
whoa,
that.
Whoa,
been...
whoa, whoa. You can't be your son. You can't be your son's age. Your son is
but older than 18.
If you're over 18,
right.
You're an adult.
How old is he?
15.
Okay. So I've been there, done that. And basically, I definitely would hop out the bubble to have a conversation with my son about, you know, being in high stature and posting on social media, your personal life. Now, a conversation about smoking is a different conversation. But as far as what you post on social media, yeah, you have to go and have a conversation with him because that could affect you and your family and everything that he has. I don't have time to sit on that.
Right. All right. All right. Well, that's your decision. That's your choice. Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning. How old are you?
I am 25.
Okay, 25. Now, if you were LeBron James, would you leave the bubble?
No, I would not.
Why?
I feel like he already has a parent home with him, so I would let his mother correct him. And at the same time, I wouldn't be so hard because he's 16, and we've all made a mistake. None of us, well, majority
he's 15.
Of us.
Did 16 not in October.
16?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was already.
He's almost 16. That's
almost
soon.
16. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well, at 15, I wasn't smoking. Maybe 16 when I was a junior in high school. That's when I started, you know, experimenting with weed or whatever, or blacking out. So I feel like I wouldn't be so hard, but at the same time, you're in the public light. Mm-hmm. And they can't act the same way that normal people or people that aren't celebrities. Like, if you're going to do something like that and you're the son of LeBron James, do not record yourself. Like, we living in a time where y'all so caught up and you want to record every little thing. you cannot record yourself when you have a father that's a public figure. I mean, it's common sense. But, I mean, he's a child, so I wouldn't come down too hard. I would just explain to him, like, you can't do certain things that other people can do. You can't do that.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Lead with love.
Yeah, I hate seeing things like this play out in the public, honestly, because I don't even feel right talking about other people's kids and how other people should parent, because everybody's family dynamics work different. But yeah, I just
it's up
that,
to we would just ask what you would do. Not
yeah, we just ask what we would do. We're not comparing what LeBron should do.
No, we're not telling LeBron what he should do.
Well, no, we're asking the question, would we leave the bubble? So we're putting ourselves in LeBron's shoes, because none of us play no basketball in no damn bubble. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, you know, like Envy said, if it was me, I know I have my wife at home and she could handle it. So
I just hope the young brother understands two things. You know, one, he has a future, you know, and dudes be hating. Dudes might give you something laced. They might give you some K2. You don't know how people plotting on you. And second, just don't put no smut on the family's name. That's all. LeBron has damn near been perfect, you know. So being that folks can't get to him or get nothing on him, they might come for the kids. So when you're the son of someone like LeBron, you know, you got to help him help us. Everybody got to help each other in that situation.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, that's my main concern, too, is you know, you have to know. You don't know what you smoke, you know, where who's getting it from where. You don't want to put yourself in something that you smoke. You don't know that's in that weed. It's laced, and it could mess you up forever.
Exactly.
You know?
Not with these hating-ass dudes out here. Trust me, these dudes want to see your downfall. They don't want to see you be the next King James. You know what I'm saying? And they probably hating on your daddy, too, so they'd love to see him in a bad mental space. Like, they don't want that. Yo, you gotta be easy out here, man.
But also, it was a great learning lesson because I was able to bring my son in and have a conversation with my son and daughter about that as well. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and we are going to talk about Cardi B and her breakup. She went live to discuss why she broke up with Offset and filed for divorce. And then we'll tell you about another couple who just publicly broke up.
All right, we'll get to that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah, man. You know, you saw the Emmys last night, right? You saw how they had it at the, what was that, the Staples Center, was it?
The Staples Center, mm-hmm. correct.
Was it the Staples Center? Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, you know, we're getting inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, and I really don't understand why we can't do the same type of thing. Why can't they just have us a venue? A big venue and not invite a lot of people. So then we can all social distance and spread out. Well, I don't get it.
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, that is a great question. Emmys is a huge broadcast. It's a huge thing. And the Radio Hall of Fame is not on that level. Maybe there's more money. There's more people involved.
I don't want to hear that. Okay. Everything else has been virtual up until this point. I'm sick of everything virtual, by the way. I can't take it. I'm zoomed all the way out. Please. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of these computers.
So we do, but we do have some type of virtual thing planned, right?
I thought they did have a virtual thing planned.
Yeah, we do. I want to point out, since you just mentioned the Emmys, that shout out to Uzu Aduba, who won for Mrs. America, and also to Yahya Abdul-Mateen, who won for Watchmen.
Okay. Now, she played Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she lives in Brooklyn.
Okay. All right. Phenomenal actress.
Well, congratulations to all the Emmy winners. Now, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, Cardi B. She went live to talk to her supporters about why she broke up with Offset.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yep. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. I don't know where DJ Envy snuck off to, but it's time for the rumor report. And we're going to talk Miss Cardi B.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Cardi B went live and discussed her recent split from Offset. This was on Friday night. Now, one thing she talked about was that she is not divorcing for clout of her music. Listen to this.
And another thing that I want to say is, because a lot of people saying that I got a divorce for clout, because One time I did an interview and I said that my album is going to have some Lemonade moments. I didn't say my album was going to be like Lemonade. I said it's going to have Lemonade moments. So, of course, I'm going to have relationship songs on my album. My album is not going to be about only relationship. I'm a hip hop artist. I don't have an album coming out anytime soon. And on top of that, I don't need stunts. I don't need drama to sell music.
Imagine being on the internet explaining to someone you're not getting a divorce for clout. Man, these folks will drive you crazy if you let them. Like, why do you not get a divorce for clout? What does that even mean?
Well, people were saying, like she said she was doing this Lemonade type of album. So they were like, oh, she's just doing this for like a look for her music.
I get it, but imagine responding to that. You know what I'm saying? Imagine having to
Well, you know, that's the thing about Cardi, though. What people like about Cardi is also what probably drives her crazy is the fact that she's accessible to them and speaks to them and opens up her life to them. So she's kind of, you know, set it up that way. Now, she also talked about bloggers and whether or not she's friends with bloggers.
Just because I get along with bloggers and the bloggers that I get along with, if they ask me a question, because there has been so much rumors going around, why the reason? If they ask me a question and I answer them, that's not them paying. That's not me paying them. I'm giving them an honest answer.
And lastly, she did address these divorce rumors because, you know, she did file for divorce. People were saying he has a baby on the way, and I've been hearing all these different rumors, but here's what she had to say about the real reason.
I want to let y'all know I have not shed not one tear. The reason of my divorce is not because of none of that shit that ever happened before. It's not because of cheating. I'm seeing people like, oh, he has a baby on the way. That's a whole complete lie. I just got tired of arguing. I got tired of not seeing things eye to eye. So before, when you feel like it's just not the same anymore, before you actually get cheated on, I'd rather just leave.
Listen, man, I thank God I didn't grow up in this era, because Cardi or anybody else, all you youngins, y'all do not know anyone an explanation for what's going on in their personal life. You don't owe anybody an explanation for what's going on in your personal life. You just don't. I mean, it's cool if you want to give it to them, but you don't owe it to them.
All right. Well, it also looks like Young Miami and her baby daddy, Southside, have broken up.
Cheers to Young Miami being single.
All right, so there it is. I feel like they've broken up before. I don't know what's going on, but maybe they'll get back together, right?
Have they? I didn't think they broke up like this before. Well, maybe. I mean.
Ooh, talk to him, girl.
Okay,
tell
me
more,
Indy.
Tell me more, girl.
She didn't say nothing
crazy.
What else
you heard?
She just said she's she's single.
Well, I hope they get back together.
What else
are
they talking about in the beauty salon, boo?
I love to see black love. That's all.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Just pop back up in here. All right, now, Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, since we're talking about all of these different breakups, she feels that during their marriage, they were married for 24 years, she suffered years of domination, control, abuse, and mistreatment at his hands. Now, people who are close to Dr. Dre are saying there was no abuse and that her claims are the act of a desperate woman who finally realized that the ironclad prenup she signed doesn't win her the lottery. According to sources close to Dre, they said in their 26 years together, there has never been any hint or claim of threatened or actual physical violence, and the insinuation is an insult to actual victims of domestic abuse. She also says that Dr. Dre created a holding company owned solely by him and put trademarks for his stage name, Dr. Dre and the Chronic, which was the name of his debut album, as you know, in that. And she said this transfer happened April 27th and allegedly denied her equal ownership of the trademarks. She said the trademarks were originally filed in 97. The year after they got married, and in addition to her request of $5 million in legal fees, she wants those trademarks to be placed in a trust and has required some type of compensation, restitution, and damages.
Yeah, I know what the lawyer is attempting to do in a situation like that, but things like that don't work on an OG like Dr. Dre, because, you know, you think Dr. Dre is at the point in his life where he really cares about reputation? You think he really cares about what people think about him at this point? If he was younger and he was still trying to, you know, grow and get somewhere in life, yeah, maybe. But at this point, no.
I'm sure he still cares about what people think about him. That's his legacy. I'm sure he still cares.
I think his legacy is pretty secure.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's just both sides. And I do want to say, I don't know what's going on in their situation, but there are people who are victims of domestic abuse at home and people may not know about it. So just because the outside world doesn't know, never means it didn't happen. So
correct.
A lot of times people do cover that up and try to stay with the person. So I would not say that just because the world doesn't know about it doesn't mean it didn't happen. I don't know about in their case, but I just mean in general for victims of domestic abuse. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, speaking of abuse, man, I need all the Atlanta Falcons fans to come to the front of the congregation, and I need the Atlanta Falcons football team to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them. You know, the abuse that they received yesterday at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys, I know it brought back a lot of old emotional triggers from Super Bowl 51, but your Uncle Charlotte is here for you. We'll talk about it.
See, I think this is abuse of power. Like, you have this donkey of the day power, and you're just going to give it to a football team? Like, how dare you?
Well, if you saw what happened at the end of that game, you would know why.
I did. All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay. Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Monday, the 21st day of September, goes to the Atlanta Falcons. Salute to everyone who listens to us on 105.3 The Beat in ATL. My guy, Louis V, is the program director down there. Salute to Louis V. Drop on the clues bonds for Louis V.
What up, Louis V?
Atlanta, do you remember Super Bowl 51 when you lost to the New England Patriots? Oh, it was February 5th, 2017. Y'all was up 28-3, and the Patriots came back to bust y'all ass 34-28, overcoming a 25-point deficit. Do you remember? Of course you do, because you had flashbacks last night. Okay, those emotional wounds from that game have not healed. Falcons fans, yesterday, I know it hurt your heart to witness my Dallas Cowboys come back and stomp a mud hole in your face. I know you cried when my Dallas Cowboys came back to win the game 40-39 after being down 20. I know it felt like the Patriots all over again from 2017, ripping your butthole out of place. Okay, that's the thing about healing. All right? It's so weird. One day you're fine, one day you're not. Yesterday you had a perfectly great reason to not be fine during your healing process, Falcons fans and Atlanta Falcons, because that loss to my Cowboys was a trigger. I know it was. I get it. Okay, let me tell you what my therapist told me Friday. In life, you just have to accept your triggers. Recognize it for what it is and keep it moving. It hurts, doesn't it, Falcons fans? Say it with me. It hurts. Breathe. Breathe, deep ocean breath, okay? Now let's talk about it. We don't need to talk about anything but the end of the game. After my quarterback, Dak Prescott, dropping the clues bombs for Dak Prescott, he ran in a touchdown with just 2 minutes left. His third rushing score of the game, by the way. When he got that TD, he brought my Dallas Cowboys back within 2 points. So that meant out of the timeout, only thing my Dallas Cowboys could do is go for the onside kick. Let's hear it.
So here we go. Dallas needs this without timeouts. Zuerlein, little squibber, got to go 10 yards, and it's close. Zuerlein may have come through. Who's got it? The Cowboys have it. Do you believe that?
You don't have to wait for it to go 10 yards. You can attack it right there. Somebody could have came in and got it. You're just watching it go. Olamide Zaccheaus could have just covered the ball up. And now you've got all the Dallas players. They're right at 10 yards. As soon as that crosses that white line, look at them all standing there. They're just waiting for it to become a live ball.
That is unbelievable.
Greg Zuerlein from 46 to win it for Dallas. Hold is down. Kick is up. And it is good! Somehow, some way, the Cowboys have won it.
That's right, they won 40-39. Dallas kicker Greg Zuerlein, Greg Z, okay, executed that onside kick to perfection. Five Atlanta Falcons players just stood around and watched the ball bounce. I didn't understand it. It was like someone said, freeze. Can't you see I'm froze? But maybe it was emotional trauma from Super Bowl 51. I don't know what it was. I don't know how many of y'all played through that nightmare of a game in 2017, but it felt like the ones who played in 2017 and were in that moment yesterday had a panic attack based off the PTSD from that game. So I am sensitive to what y'all are going through. Trust me. Okay. But I just simply thought that it was a new rule implemented in the offseason that I didn't pay attention to. Why in the world would Julio Jones, Sherrod Neesman, Hayden Hurst, Jaden Graham, and a brother's name I can't pronounce, and I know for the first time in his life, he's happy someone can't pronounce his name. But guess what? I can't pronounce your name, but the guy doing the play-by-play can.
Olamide Zaccheaus.
Okay? All right. Olamide, you were the closest near the ball. You play in Atlanta. Y'all haven't been doing no social distancing. Okay? Clubs are packed. Restaurants are packed. Atlanta all over each other, all on top of each other. But you come to Dallas and all of a sudden you want to practice social distancing. You want to practice social distancing away from that goddamn pigskin. All right? Y'all were acting like that football wasn't wearing a mask. Okay? Was y'all waiting on someone to hand y'all some rubber gloves before you touched that ball? Did you need some hand sanitizer? Like, literally, in that moment, it was like someone told y'all that football had tested positive for COVID-19. And I'm not here to brag. I'm not here to boast. I just, you know, don't want Falcons fans to live with this trauma. I know it hurts. Okay? I just know that if the Cowboys lost, y'all would be doing the most. All right. Not to mention, as a Cowboys fan, I don't know what the rest of the season is going to look like. So I'm going to celebrate wins when I get them. So, yes, let's celebrate. I feel like having a drink. Who wants to drink?
But you got my 40, homie.
Debo, not right now. Okay. Now is not the time to bring up 40s. Okay. Please, let's give the Atlanta Falcons the biggest hee-haw.
That's me not caring.
Hey, I don't care if you care or not. We won, baby. Cowboys are 1-1. Just right, like I don't care that the New York Giants are 0-2. Don't mean nothing to me.
So why'd you bring it up? Don't say nothing. Don't bring it up. We ain't have to bring it up. We ain't have to go there. Nobody said anything about my Giants. Just concentrate on your Cowgirls.
It's someone.
Cowboys always start off good.
No, we don't. That's not true either.
It's always like, this is our year this year. That's how
Well, they say that every year.
This is going to be it. This is it. We're doing it. This is our year.
Anybody that's a real fan of any sports team says that. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't wish for anything else. Yes, this is our year. We're going to win the Super Bowl. Unless you just know you're going to be trash.
All right.
How do you feel about the Giants?
Don't leave my Giants alone, man. We all right. This ain't going to be our year. No, this ain't our year, but that's all right. That's all right. Saquon Barkley just got injured. This ain't our year, but that's all right. We'll be all right. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, Trisha Clark Stone will be joining us.
Yes, they have a new show on Discovery that's been playing. It's called I Quit, and it's about entrepreneurs leaving their day job to start their dream job, their own business. And she's one of the mentors on there, along with Debbie Sterling. And the other one is Harley Finkelstein. He's the COO of Shopify.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest on the line, Trisha Clark Stone. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get into your show now that's on Discovery, I Quit. And I am fascinated by this show because I'm always interested in starting new businesses. Right now, during this time, I've started like several new businesses. And so watching that show, first of all, hopefully one day I'm going to be on there, okay, with one of them. But I'm opening a store in Detroit. I also have a coffee company that I just launched called Coffee Unites People. I have my pressed juice business coming back that we actually had to go back and regroup, and that's coming back in 2 weeks. And so watching this show really helps me because it's interesting to me to see the differences of how people start businesses. Sometimes you want to start a business with your best friends, but that can really affect a relationship. And I know you've had, you know, obviously, because you are one of the judges on the show, or what do you call it? It's not necessarily a judge, but one of the
mentor. One of the mentors on the show. Yeah.
Because you're one of the mentors on the show, you have your own experience. So even though you've been on The Breakfast Club before for your book, Double Down, let's talk about your experience and what makes you qualified to help out these people who are starting businesses.
To your point, the show's amazing because it gives you a real snapshot of true entrepreneurship. I think today there are so many people that you see the headlines, the cover of Fast Company, of the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. So you see the big wins and the big losses, but you really don't get to see often the story behind the story or the story of the humans behind the big headlines or behind the businesses. And I think I Quit gives you that. It gives you the story behind the entrepreneur, and it really gives you the real behind the businesses. So you get to get a sense of the grit, the passion, the hard work, the sacrifice, all of the elements that really gets you know, that you have to go through and what it takes to really start a business and from A to Z. The reason why I was really drawn to the show was because when I became an entrepreneur, if I didn't have the mentors that I had, it would have been a really rough road, because leaping into entrepreneurship, there's no roadmap or blueprint. There is, you know, you jump into the unknown. And I almost look at mentorship as you have this guide, or it's almost like Waze with context, right? You have someone that's guiding you and helping you along the way. So for me, when I got the call from the producers of the show, it was actually when my twin sister and I, well, we were writing Double Down. And I looked at it as a sign, because the reason why we wrote Double Down was to help democratize success and entrepreneurship for people who look like us. So me saying yes to the show helped me scale the mentorship that I wanted to do, and to really give people the chance, the opportunity that I had to really help them and guide them along their journey to entrepreneurship.
You know, I wanted to ask, you know, a lot of people always say when it comes to entrepreneurship, that they got to jump out there and do it. I'm not a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in staying the course and do things on the side, meaning I'm gonna stay with my Breakfast Club job, but I have so many other different businesses, you know? Like, this is my comfortability, my way that I can invest more and spread, but I still have all these businesses. What are your thoughts on that? Because a lot of times people say, well, if you have a job, you're not really an entrepreneur, or you're not a boss. What do you
think? I think it also probably depends on what your job is and what your aspirations are, because I would think the Breakfast Club is a great platform to promote, but some people might not, their job might not correlate or link into what it is that they're doing, right, Tricia?
Yeah, 100%. I think it depends on what your job is and what your North Star is, right? Like, what you're really looking to achieve. I'm a big believer in side hustles, right? So it depends on, like I said, what your long game is. So in terms of figuring out where you want to go and what you want to achieve, right? So in terms of figuring out where you want to go, it's, if you know that this is your main, you know, 100% focus, but you want to start dabbling into other areas, then I think you keep your day job, but you start, you know, trying your different side hustles. I think the key is figuring out, knowing when to then double down on those side hustles.
Right.
And I think that's when you start to really figure out the magic, and you know when to start doubling down on those side hustles, when you start to gain a reputation for those side hustles, when people start to recognize, oh, he's doing his thing, let me go to Envy for that. And when you start to make real progress in that space and profit, when people start saying, yes, I will pay you for that thing. And when that business starts to scale, then I think there's more, you become more comfortable in that space. And I think that's for your personality type, right? So when you start feeling a little bit more comfortable, you're willing to take more of that leap. I like to double down quicker, because to me, it's like big risk, big reward. So I like to jump in, but I like to learn before I leap. So I do my due diligence, then I jump all in so that I can basically scale more quickly.
Now, I want to talk about some of the guests that you actually have, some of the entrepreneurs on I Quit. And I saw you had women, their best friends, and they started a wine company, because Black people, Black women are definitely underrepresented when it comes to that business in particular. So I wanted to know what your thoughts were on their business.
I love the ladies of Ezrevere, because I love businesses that challenge the status quo. And that's exactly what they were doing. You know, they went in, they saw white space, and they said, I'm going to go in and disrupt a male, white dominated industry and go in and say, all right, we're three Black women, best friends. We think that there's an opportunity for us to come in and shake up this industry. The thing that I cautioned them on was, when you're best friends, there's a friend dynamic when you're going into business that you have to kind of readjust and figure out what that new framework is going to be. And my big thing with them was, you need to establish roles and responsibilities. Who's doing what, and really figure out your superpower stack. What do each of you do really well? and what role are you going to play and who's going to be responsible for what? And then the other thing is making sure that you're aligned on the vision and what your mission is to really make sure that this business is going to be a success. Because if you're not aligned on that vision, then you have three visions and everyone's kind of doing their own thing.
All right, we got more with Trisha Clarkstone. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Trisha Clarkstone. Yee?
What are your thoughts on investing in your own business and getting investors, right? I think when I first started, I always felt like, okay, I'm just going to use my own money. I don't want to get investors. I don't want to give away control percentages. But now I'm realizing how much better it is sometimes to use other people's money. So what are your thoughts on that?
So everyone says you shouldn't use your own money. And I'm a believer in that too, but I'm also a big believer in bootstrapping. So then you can keep as much equity as possible so that you can control your business and the vision of what you want the business to be. When I started my business, I got investment, but there was a point where I needed to get more money into the business and I didn't want to give up more equity. So I put an infusion of my own cash into the business because I didn't want to give up more equity. And it worked out, but it could have gone into the other direction where I lost my own cash. But my advice to people is to try to bootstrap first in the beginning until you prove out what your business is. Until you get to a place where you've proven out your business model and you have a revenue stream so that if you do want to get investment, you at least come from a place of power where you have an established kind of revenue stream and a business so you have a good valuation that you're setting forth.
Do you think you could work with somebody that you don't get along with, right? Let's just say you decide to partner with someone and then everything seems like it'll be okay. Then you start working together and it goes completely left. But the business is a great idea. You just don't enjoy the partnership.
That would be hard because I think business, especially starting a new business, it's extremely difficult. Entrepreneurship is the most rewarding and exhilarating, but it's also one of the hardest things that you'll ever do. And just when you think it's you're hitting a stride, it takes a turn. So my advice would be you need to get along with your co-founder or your business partners. That's like 101, because if you don't get along with them, to me that's like a disaster waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to checking out I Quit. Now when is it on? When can I see it now, you?
It's on Discovery Saturdays at 10. And, you know, you guys have to tune in to see who gets 100K that we're actually going to infuse 100K into one of the entrepreneurs' businesses.
How much equity do you get for giving that 100K?
No equity, guys. It's we're just giving it to them to help them out.
And okay. I see you have the Shopify COO, Harley's on that show also. Shopify is an amazing tool for entrepreneurs as well. So, you know, yeah. Online business, if you can take your business online, especially during this pandemic, I think people learned a lot about having to pivot from what their company was doing and being able to navigate in this world right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Shopify is like a superpower if you're an entrepreneur. It gives you control of your business. Harley was a great mentor, and then also Debbie was one of the mentors on the show. So it was amazing having them with me with the other to be on the panel helping out the entrepreneurs.
All right. Well, Trisha Clarkstone, thank you for checking in. We appreciate you.
Thanks, you so guys, for having me.
All right, I quit.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so two nights at the iHeartRadio Music Festival were on this weekend. Two amazing, incredible, action-packed nights. And some of the people performing included the Migos. Listen.
Hey, I need all the young generation right now. I need y'all to go register. I need y'all to go out and vote. We got to make a difference this 2020. I need y'all to vote.
walk it to the polls. Walk it to the polls. I need you to go and vote. Better walk it to the polls. Walk it to the polls. Walk it to the polls. I need you to go and vote. Better walk it to the polls.
Let's go.
Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it. Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it to the polls. I need you to go out and vote. Bow.
Okay, they flipped it. Walk it to the polls. Also, Usher performed, and he had this to say about voting.
Right now, we need change in this country. And that change comes by way of using your voice. Your voice is your ability to vote. This is the one time in history where your vote will matter more than any time. So I'm just going to encourage you guys to vote for whoever you choose to vote for. But make sure you understand the importance of this election. Many people of my people sacrifice their lives for our ability to be able to vote. If you are committed and you understand the importance of this election, then you'll do what you got to do. You stand in that line as long as you have to be able to get that vote, okay?
Now, you know, we here are also making sure you guys are registered to vote and make sure to vote. And if you need to know whatever key dates there are, what election reminders are, whatever voters information you need from Rock the Vote, you can text Levi's to 788-683. That's L-E-V-I-S to 788-683 to get all of that information. Let's get as many people as possible registered and ready to vote this fall. So
that's right. Tomorrow,
please,
I'm doing something with
vote.
Tomorrow I'm doing something with Michelle Obama, J-Lo, Khaled, Fat Joe, D-Nice, DJ Cassidy, and a host of others where we're going to be on live all day trying to get people to register, to get out there and register and vote, because tomorrow is National Voter Registration Day. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm going to be honest, though. I wish Democrats would stop leaning on celebrities and start really talking to the issues that people are dealing with. Because that's what's going to get people really excited and registered to vote, not being on Instagram Live with your favorite celebrity.
But whatever we got to do to get people to register to vote, we're going to do.
Youngboy Never Broke Again got his third number one album in Billboard in less than a year. So congratulations to him. The album is called Top, just FYI. So congrats to Youngboy.
Now, NBA Youngboy.
Yep,
love that title. Top.
I bet. All right, now, never
mind.
Let us discuss Loon. He had his reuniting with Diddy. We saw that on social media. Now, when Loon was on The Breakfast Club, here's what he had to say about sitting down with Diddy after getting released from jail.
He been hitting me with these messages. I asked him, like, put me on these messages. They're like some self-destruct joints. His thing is he don't want to be short, and I respect that, because I don't want to be short. I want to sit down and actually talk to him.
Right.
So if this is his approach after 9 years, matter of fact, longer than... Now, I actually spoke to Puff like 2010 when I was living in Egypt, but we hadn't spoke since I came home. So, of course, I'm going to give him an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to get his affairs in order. And when he want to call, we have a real good round table and so on and so forth, you know?
So I guess it happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they finally connected. Diddy's a busy guy. And plus, it's COVID, so you can't just run up on people. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you're good before you just...
Well, one was in L.A., and I think one was, I think Loon was in New York, so, you know.
He's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, Beyonce, she's telling jokes now. And so listen to this. And Blue Ivy was a little embarrassed about this joke, but all of this was for a good cause, by the way, the Virtual Wearable Art Gala that Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, does every year. So listen to the Beyonce joke, see if you think it's funny.
Why does Snoop Dogg need an umbrella?
No. That voice?
But drizzle.
Mom, the voice, no.
But Driscoll.
No.
Hi, B. I really appreciate you doing the joke because I know how busy you are, but can't you, like, will you just put on some makeup and get in some good light and stuff? Because you're like, I mean, it's the gala, girl.
It's corny joke time. Why does Snoop Dogg need an umbrella? For drizzle, my nizzle. For drizzle, my nizzle.
That's cute.
Definitely a hip-hop mom joke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Blue Ivy was definitely like, all right, Ma, relax.
Enough's enough, Mom.
All right, and Robin Givens looks like she will not be portrayed in Mike Tyson's biopic. Apparently, she did a cease and desist, and now she's not going to be in there.
I, like, went and got the book that he wrote, and I was reading it, and there were so many things that are so not true that it's hard not to feel deeply disturbed by it. And to have somebody say, oh, the best punch I ever threw was against Robin, and she bounced from one wall to the next and was out. I'm literally praying that those things, we're in a climate where it's not acceptable. It's not rewarded. Yep. It's not congratulated. And that's something that, that truly means a lot to me.
So people respect those?
They have to, I guess. It's legal. Businesses.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But I didn't know that you could keep somebody out of your story by doing that. Because, I mean, Mike Tyson was married to Robin Givens, so it is, you know, his story.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to her lawyers, they said she was heartbroken to have to send the letter to make them not do it. But she's been trying to move on. And she said she finds herself fighting the abusive, demeaning, and false account of their relationship by Mike Tyson nearly 35 years later.
It's gotta be
and she said he has not only made light of the abuse he inflicted on her, he also accused her of cheating on him with Brad Pitt before they had divorced, and she denies those allegations.
Amazing story that he tells during his, if you ever saw his one-man show on Broadway, amazing
yes,
story
I
he
did.
Told about running up on Brad Pitt and Robin Givens. But once again, it's Mike Tyson. It's two sides to every story, so I don't understand why he can't tell his side.
Right, because right, if she told her side, could he send a cease and desist and said, you can't mention me? Could he?
Do you want to go through the could, legal right? drama? Yeah. Do you want to go through the legal drama of possibly having a movie shelved or, you know, issues of not being able to put it out?
Mm. I don't know. Depends how important
that could
part
happen.
Of the story is.
And if she's saying that things aren't true and he's saying they are, that's what the issue is.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm
Angela
Yee. Somebody
Yee
in the movie named it'll be somebody in the movie named Gobin Rivens. That'll be the name.
Gobin All right. Rivens. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Enter for a chance to win two high-end cell phones with 12 months of service and $2,500 thanks to Simple Mobile. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. To enter and get rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you were saying you seen
Antebellum over the weekend?
I didn't see it. Mm-mm.
Antebellum on Netflix. First of all, let me tell you something. Janelle Monáe is absolutely positively the most beautiful woman in the music industry. That's the only reason I watched that movie twice. And the first time
That's
I saw it.
That's the only reason?
Yeah, because the first time I was like, I was really captivated by her performance. And then I watched it again. And I was just like, you know, Antebellum kind of reminds me of the Democratic Party. It's weak messaging conveyed through performative symbolism, but no real substance. But
I got to watch this movie. I mean,
yeah, I got to check it out, too.
The reviews for it are horrible. Like, they're killing it. But, yeah, I mean, it's just a little disjointed. You know what I mean? I get what they were trying to do with it, but I don't think that they necessarily executed it well, but I will say Janelle Monáe is amazing throughout the whole film. Like, you will absolutely
I really like
keep
her
your
as
eyes
an actor.
On that screen. Yes, you will keep your eyes on that screen because of her. That's a fact.
All right. All right, well, when we come back, I'm going to check it out today. When we come back, we got the positive note, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Trisha Clark Stone for joining us this morning.
Yes, make sure you watch I Quit on the Discovery Channel. If you're trying to start a business or team up with your friends or family members to start a business, it's a great show to watch and get some really helpful tips.
All right. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. It's Monday, right? Always remember that Monday is a state of mind, okay? Put on your positive pants and go get some stuff done this week.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?